Lee, tale of two halves really today. What did you make of your team's performance?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent first half. Very, very good. Really controlled, fluent in our passing. Created numerous opportunities, had corners, free kicks and was dangerous. But it was a definite penalty on Conor Hourihan. We've seen it. We've looked back. I was disappointed we didn't come in 2-0 up, obviously getting a penalty there. Then at half-time, it's more of the same, lads. Keep going. And I thought we just came out a little bit sloppy. And disappointed with the group for that because we should never have let them get sort of ahead of steam, if you like they did in the second half. And we should have won that game today. And my players should be very, very disappointed in themselves that we haven't won that game.
There's also the goal that Sam Winnall scored second half. Did you think that was onside?
It's 100% onside. We've seen it. It's onside. He's half a yard onside, not even level. So it's another poor officiating decision. And it's cost us today, that has. If we go in 2-0 up and we're cruising, or even get back to 2-2, and then we go on and try and kick on from there. So very, very disappointed with that. And as you can see, I'm very frustrated and angry. But it does happen at times.
That said, you had quite a number of corners and set pieces in the first half. Were you disappointed you didn't come in more than 1-0 up?
Well, yeah, but I think we'd done enough, you know, with a penalty and some slick moves that we had. And like I say, we was unlucky on a couple of wide free kicks with Connor's delivery that was good. We scored a good goal. We bossed it, didn't we, and controlled it. And that was actually the closest I've seen to the sort of image in my mind since I've been here of what I want us to be about. But for some reason, there is that little soft underbelly at the moment, and we've got to make sure that we stamp that out or sign players that haven't got that.
Were you disappointed with the nature of the three goals you conceded? They all seem to be avoidable.
They were very soft, weren't they, as far as on the field. From what looked in the first half, like we was so tight, compact, solid. We was picking up all the second balls. All of a sudden, they score, and then they pick up all the second balls. People start looking like they've had two games in 2 days, mentally rather than physically.
Did that hurt you today? Because obviously some people have had about 4 or 5 days between the games. You've only had 48 hours.
I'm not gonna blame that today. Do you know what I mean? It's not ideal, but I'm not going to blame that one. We made enough changes. We freshened it up, and those players did look fresh for a while. And but look, I'm disappointed. There's no doubt in that. And we give ourselves a lot to do now.
One of the four changes made was James Bailey coming in. I thought he had a good game today, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent and tidied things up nice, didn't he? Calm and controlled, and it was part of our good sort of infrastructure of our play. And like I say, just coming out of that game, not really sure how we've folded like a pack of cards.
You've obviously had Adam Davis back today. Are you going to keep Joe Wildsmith around the squad, or will he go back?
Yeah, no, Ricky, he was unlucky. It's another situation, of course, with the loans, but Adam was fit and we wanted to play him. We think he's done well, and he was unlucky with the injury, but he was sort of chomping at the bit. We felt it healed and we felt it was worth playing him.
How much of a dent in your playoff aspirations have the last two games been?
It's a massive dent. It's a car crash. It's not just a dent. But what I would say is I know what it takes, and I'm sure we'll get it right.
Does this mean that anything other than a victory against Chesterfield, that's pretty much it done for this season?
I think so. It's fair to say we're going to have to win at least 4 games out of the last group, and maybe 5.
Luna Ayatanga came off with a pretty nasty head injury at the end. Is he all right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got obviously a few days now to get that stitched up. We'll have a look and see how he is, but I'm sure he'll be fine.